You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest is Josh Masters, and he's from Masters Electric. You can find him online, masterselectric.org, and the contact number 360-261-3346. Welcome to the Business Forum Show, Josh.
Hey, thanks.
Glad to have you here. Let's talk about your business a little bit, and before we do that, what did you do before Masters Electric?
So I worked in a paper mill for a while, and I saw layoffs coming, and so I decided to apply for the electrical apprenticeship. I got in, and spent about 8 years doing that, working heavy industrial high-rises in Portland and the like.
Mm-hmm. So how many years did you spend in the electrical field before you started your own business?
8 years.
8 years.
Yep.
So what made you think, because you obviously learned a lot from a field perspective, what made you think that getting into business for yourself is what you wanted to do? Because there's a lot of risk associated with being in business.
There is. There's a lot of risk. I just always had that, I guess, entrepreneurial drive, and I started listening to books and podcasts, and I had a three-hour commute, throughout the day, and so I just got inspired, knew that's what I always wanted to do, and finally made the jump.
You mentioned about Zig Ziglar's Automotive University, so you did a lot of that.
A lot of that, yeah. Zig's hilarious and learned a lot from him.
Yeah, I likewise. I mean, even dating back to, I graduated in 84, and I remember his book, See at the Top.
Yes.
I loved a lot of Zig's information. So you were also a follower of Dave Ramsey. You've been doing a lot of this podcasting and books on tape, CDs, whatever.
That's pretty much all I listen to anymore. Music's great, but I just got hooked on it, and after doing it 3 hours a day every day, it just never left.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a great lesson for people in our business audience, because self-study is one of the most important things that you can do as a business owner. And you know, even some of our off-air conversation back and forth, I can tell that you're very positive focused and positive oriented, and all of this kind of stuff helps you feel that way and have that kind of attitude. And you know why? Because information and knowledge helps you understand that you're actually in control. And so even when negative things happen, you start to recognize that, hey, you know, I must have done something to create that, but I can change the environment around it and create a positive outcome. It's really great for what it does for your mindset, let alone the knowledge.
Yeah. Even growing up, I've had some pretty terrible jobs and some great jobs, and I learned something from all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, even now, if I have a bad job, it goes bad. We make it right, and then I learn how to do it better next time.
Talk about your job at McDonald's a little bit, because you mentioned like some of the experiences that you've had in business today and said, wow, I was learning that then. Talk about McDonald's.
Right. I don't want to brag, but I made it to crew trainer at McDonald's. And so at McDonald's, it's all about building systems and doing things the same over and over and over again. Customer service and just basic work. And I learned that at an early age working there. And a lot of people kind of hide the fact that they might have worked fast food, but I learned a lot and I don't regret it at McDonald's.
Yeah, excellent. So for anybody thinking about McDonald's as a career, there's some great learning lessons there as far as the business years that might be ahead of you. Let's talk about some of the challenges that you've had as a business person, because when you are working in the field, you essentially just did the work. So you show up at the beginning of the day, leave at the end of the day, and you got the punch out and everything was cool. What has changed since being in business for yourself?
So about a year before quitting, I started planning out my business and what to do. And everything I planned was how to get work and do work. And so when actually doing the business. Now I'm in charge of finding, bidding, planning, doing, getting paid, and everything. And in all my planning, I never plan on what to do with too much work. And that's one of the problems we have every now and again. So you can't mm-hmm. plan for everything.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other, because you mentioned about you were focusing on finding it and doing it initially up front. But then you find out there's steps where you have to bid the job, plan the job, coordinate jobs, and then even getting paid. There's struggles in all of those areas, aren't there?
Yeah, every one of them. And so the first year is basically just run, stay afloat. And now that I'm sort of getting the hang of it, I have a chance to put systems in place, you know, and do it more efficiently, know the right time to bid and how to, you know, get paid without beating down somebody's door. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. where there'll be a returning customer.
A lot of business people will go 10, 15, 20 years down the road and still not have structure in the way of systems in your organization. And you've had your company now going on 2 years, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So the fact that you're seeing advantage to structure and systems this early in your business is huge kudos to some of the study that you've been doing up to this point. Have you learned that from some of the online stuff that you've been studying or listening or watching?
Oh, yeah. All the books, the E-Myth, for instance, that it's all about systems. And it's relating everything to an electrical business. A lot of the business that they talk about is online business or, you know, business that might not relate. But with a system, like they all talk about, it just makes it more efficient, mm-hmm. get more done.
Now, you mentioned to me that you have a passion with creating some how-to videos, and particular in your field of experience. What have you found when you've gone out there and looked on YouTube or these other places for somebody who's maybe giving advice to somebody how to wire a house? What did you find?
It's scary. There's not a lot of electricians out there making videos. A lot of handymen out there showing the basics. But I've been in a lot of houses that were wired by homeowners, and some of them did a great job, and other times they got a book at Lowe's, and it ended up disastrous and scary. And mm-hmm. they were spending more on the back end to fix it than if they would have had good information up front and realized if they could tackle it or couldn't, and if they do, how to do it right.
I was aware of even situations in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area where a homeowner wired their own house, and they even got it inspected and whatnot, but then, of course, did some additional work beyond that. And I was aware of at least in a couple of situations where people's homes burned down because of electrical problems. You ever hear or see of anything like that?
Yeah, I haven't seen any house fires yet, but I've seen some instances where people could have been seriously hurt, and a fire was definitely potentially there. Mm-hmm. And the inspectors can't catch everything. They do the best they can, but there's a chance that they miss something. And they're used to inspecting electricians and people who know basically the safest way to do it. And so a homeowner who's not quite as informed as they need to be could get themselves in some real trouble.
What are you thinking of doing with your how-to series?
So eventually the main goal is to have a how-to series to where somebody could watch the videos and do something as simple as adding a light switch or a plug, adding an outside outlet, all the way up to wiring their entire house safely and efficiently. They contact us. We would look at their prints, lay out their electrical, come up with a material list, let them know what it should cost, because they're not going to be around here, so we can't do every house, what it should cost so they don't get ripped off by a contractor should they decide to hire somebody to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you see, when you talk about seeing homes that homeowners wire, do you ever have any concerns running into any places that other electrical contractors have wired?
Around here, there's pretty much a pretty good group of guys around here, but I've definitely ran into some jobs that were downright terrible, and they people paid good money for it, and they was slapped together, unsafe, and they didn't get what they paid for.
So any closing shot or advice you'd have to anybody thinking about starting a business today, what would you suggest they do?
Read and listen, and plan. Get the boat as close to the dock as you can before you jump, or you're going to get wet.
Excellent. Get the boat as close to the dock, or you're going to get wet. Before you jump, great advice. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is Josh Masters, and you can find him online, masterselectric.org. Again, that website, masterselectric.org. You can also find him on Facebook as well. And the office number, 360-261-3346. Again, 360-261-3346. Thanks for joining us here on the broadcast show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.